Just let us see the two Taptaisvis and Andaf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Omru Helum Lesuke. Beperik Basra de Yume, Maisi Masnisen de Hoche Bahai Lishne, Loi Mipnei Shahaloche Kain, Elo Sherotsu Lahachmer Al Atzmon. Shenosnu Larab Tzodik. So then he said that he ate it Chutz Lesuke. So it would seem from over there that was the Nusach and the Mishnah. From our Gemara we see Klor, the Gemara, that was not the Nusach and the Mishnah. The Gemara asked Maiselister. Haine Mishim de Metarzine Masnisen Hochi, Maisi Lo Hashas, Kilo Mishnah Seinu Shnu Yekach. There, since that is Pshat the Mishnah, so in order to avoid problems, the Gemara in Yuma brings down Keilu, it would say this in our Mishnah. Hoke beye, boye netilas yadayim lachila. So the Gemara is medayik, that what he was korach yodov b'mapo, that was because it was pochas mikibay. Hoke beye, boye netilas yadayim lachila. Uloim mishteri b'mape, de chayshin en dulmem noga, kedemasik bepeire kolabosa. Umiyu teime, so teise se sakashe darab tzodik koyin hoye kedeprishis, וכן אפילו כבי ישורי במפה בלוי נטיל השדיים, פה הקויים, עצמותה בלוי נטיל השדיים, כדם השמול הוסם, התירו מפה לא איך להתרומה, ולא התירו מפה לא איך להתארס. So they were matir a mapa lo איך להתרומה. So ממילא, so אפילו was a beye, it would also be permissible. That is Taisvis Kasha, and we have on the side, Ayin Taisvis Yuma Ayin Tes Amad Aleph, So Taisus and Yuma says a very good teres. Yitiru mapa lo'ichle trume means a kohen who eats trume, and since kahanim zrizim is the hirim heim, and he's eating trume, and trume tmeya is not such a poshet inyan, so they were saimach and kahanim that eat trume, that they would be nizer, with the Kairach Yadayim b'mapa. They relied on that. But that was because there's the Chaymer of Trume involved. Taisus before had said, we're not speaking about that he ate Trume. He ate Chulin Altaris Trume. So that means that he had the Chumras of Trume, but the Zahiris, which comes together with Trume, that he didn't have, since Bepoil it's not Trume. So if it would have been a Kebeyim, so then there would be a chiyav netila without the zahiras of trumah. So then take it would not be permissible with a mapa. Then you would need a netila. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Arba Esrei Sudis Chayiv Odom Lechel Besuke. A person is mechuyev to eat 14 sudis in a suke, achas bayoim v'achas balayla. V'chachomim Oimrem Ein Ledovo Kitzve. There's no shir how much one is mechuyev to eat, or how little one is mechuyev to eat. There's no shir for this. Chutz mi leile yom tevrishin shel chag bilvad. The leile yom tevrishin, the chokhmah shleima, the mashal is it's not a loshen rabim, but really it's not a loshen rabim. We're speaking about leil. It's leil yom tevrishin, but he says when it's used besmiches, so. Say a loshen leilei. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Eleza. So we have here one machloikis between the Chacham and the Rabbi Eleza. If there's a certain amount of sudis that one is mechuyev to eat sukis. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Eleza. Mi shaloi ochal leile yontev horishin. It's a shayla. We'll see if he goyres the leilei. Maybe mi shaloi ochal yontev horishin is yashlim leile yontev ha'achin shel chag. Maybe Yashlim Yom Tov Achin Shalchag. There's a din tashlumim. V'chachamim oimrim ein ledovo tashlumim. If one did not eat on sukkis, you cannot be mashlumid on shmini atzeres. V'al zeh nema mu'uvis layuchel liskoin v'chesorin layuchel lehimonis. Yud dalet sudes ubigmore meforesh taime. The ubigmore, I don't know pshat. V'chere would be very good without the vav. Bigmore meforish taime. Rashi says this on the base of Medallah also. Bigmore meforish taime. Ein ledovo kitzve. im rotzel is anois, ein anus kukim loy. If he wants to fast, we can't force him not to fast. Elo im yoichal, lo yoichal chutz lesukim. But if he wants to eat, he should not eat chutz lesukim. Now, l'chayre, the lashon of Rashi is l'chayre a little unclear. L'chayre Rashi should have said, if he wants to fast, he can fast. Elim yoichal, yoichal besukke. But if he wants to eat, he should eat in the sukke. Rashi says, elim yoichal, lo yoichal chutz lesukke. Why does Rashi have to speak a pesazoi? Lo yoichal chutz lesukke. Rashi should have said, im yoichal, yoichal besukke. So when we come to the Gemara, we'll try to come back to this Rashi. Chutz milele yontav harishin, she'enai rashoi lis anais kedi yalef b'gemara. Yashlim sudosai zois b'yontav ha'achrim b'shmini atzeres. Seems Rashi wasn't good. Leile yontav ha'achrim. Even though he's not eating this besukeh, how one could be mashlim, an achila that had to be in the sukeh, how he could be mashlim at chutz l'sukeh. Zok to Gemara, my time is the Rabbi Lezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Lezer? The Rabbi Lezer says that one is mechuyev to eat 14 sudis on sukeh. So the Gemara says, teishvu kain taduru. Madire achas bayoyim v'achas balaylo. Just like normally a person, when he's dol bebeisa, he eats two sudis emesles, one by day and one by night. Apsuka achas bayoyim ba'achas balayla. So that is included in the mitzvah teishvu ke'ein tadu. The rabbonon kedire, madire iboi ochil iboi loy ochil. Apsuka nami iboi ochil iboi loy ochil. Hakert, if you're being medamet to dire, so who says you should be medamet to the regilis of dire? Be medamet to the flexibility of dire. Dire, there's no pressure on a person. If he wants, he could eat. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to eat. So hakert, sukkah is also that same halacha. Riboy lo yochel. Yochi, so if that is the case, afilu leile yontav harishinami, he should also be potter to eat the first night. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak, nema kan chamisha osar, v'nema chamisha osar b'chag ha-matzis. Ma lo holom, just like by Pesach, laylo rishin choyve mikan v'eilach rishus. Avkan laylo rishin choyve mikan v'eilach rishus. V'hosa minolon, how do you know that the first night is a choyve? Amakro be'erev toichlo matzeis hakosuv kovoi choyve. There's a choyve sachilas matzeh the first night. Let us see Rashi. Mikan ve'eilach rishus, dohochi yafinulo beperik basre de psochim. It says, one posik sheish shomim toichlo matzeis uveyem ashvi atzeres. So from this posik we see klar that there's no chiyev tit matzeh the seventh day. Sheish shomim toichlo matzeis. The seventh day, there's only a din that it's also been malacha. Is so ma shvi rishus. So now we see that the seventh day there's no chiyuv tit matzah, it's a rishus. Avshisha rishus. So that what it says, that there's another posik that says shiva shomim teichol matzah. So just like the seventh day of these 7 days, you can't say pshat that it means toichol matzos yimachuyivti matzos, because I see from the pasuk and amachuyivti. So the seventh day of these 7 days is a reshus. So the other 6 days of these 7 days is also reshus. Av shisha reshus lefi shahashvi bechlal shivash yomim toichol matzos. The yotza min aklal. So from we know that the shvi you cannot learn the posik kipshutoim that it means you mechuyev tit matzes because the seventh day you're not mechuyev tit matzes. Lelamed shachilas matzes omer boy ein echoyve. Now what is pshat? So what is pshat? It's not a chayiv, but so what do you do with the pasuk? The pasuk says shiva shomim teichol matzis. What does that mean? Elo pshat the pasuk is im boso lechel. If you want to eat, te achiloscha matzo veloy chomet. That your achila should be. It's not a mitzvah asay. A mitzvah to eat matzah. It's an iser asay. It's an iser asay on chomet. Shiva shomim teichlu matzis v'loi chomet. That's what it means over here. So it's an iser asay. So not only the seventh day, there's no chayv in a iser asay. V'loi chomet, v'loi lamed al atzma yotze, v'loi lamed al aklal kula yotze. V'hosam gufa minolun v'larishin miya chayv. Now, so al koponim, Rashi says, that by matzah, that what it says, shivas yomim teichol matzahs, it means that there's an issel, there's no chiv to eat matzah, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, no, it's an issel rasei teichol matzahs v'loicham. And that is what the Gemara says, that just like we learn out by malo holom mikan ve'elach rishus, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So that what it says, Basukis Teishvu Shivas Yomim, so also you have to say Pshat Kipshutoi, that there's also no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. It's Dumye de Matzah. Just like here there's a Rishus, so here there's also a Rishus. So how will we translate Basukis Teishvu Shivas Yomim? So we'll say that one is mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, not outside of the sukkah. That is l'chay ribshat, if we are being midameh, sukkah to matzah, so the dimyan is l'chay ribshat. So just like by matzah we say, shiva shomim teichlu matzah is v'loi chomet, is basukkah teishvu shiva shomim v'loi chutz l'sukkah. The yeshiva should be basukkah, not chutz l'sukkah. And Avnei Nezer l'maisa says that there's an issel to eat chutz l'sukkah, he brings our Gemara, and that's it. That there's an issel the 7 days to eat chutz l'sukkah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tal Lamed Tes brings down a kasha. Why is it that by matzah, if one eats matzah during Pesach, he does not make a bracha ashekidshalna b'mitzvayisa v'tzivonu al achilas matzah? And by sukkah, if one eats in the sukkah, he makes a brocha, shikishan misvayis esvonu leishay basukkah. What's the difference? So he brings from the Maril. The Maril says, because a person eats in the sukkah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. So he makes a brocha. A person eats matzah, he's not mekayim a mitzvah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Birkei Yosef, in Simen Tov Ayin Hei, brings down, he says, he doesn't understand where did the Maril get this from. What right do you have to differentiate between sukkah and matzah? It says the same shivas yomim, and the Gemara says, just like by matzah, the first night is achoive and the other night is rishus. So rishus means that there's no mitzvah, but there's an iser to eat chutz l'sukkah, not there's an iser to eat chometz. Teichlo matzahs v'loy chometz. So that's the same thing by sukkah. There's an iser to eat. Chutz l'sukkah. That kasha, the Bikur Yosef brings down on the Magen Avraham. So we have to know a teretz to the Magen Avraham. But let us come back now to Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said, Rashi said, "Ein ledovo kitzve, im rotze," that the Rabbi Lezer said, "There's a chiyev to eat 14 tzudis in the sukkah." The Chachamim said, "Ein ledovo kitzve, im rotza lis anois, ein anu zekukin loy, ela im yoichal," if he wants to fast the kibbutz, "ela im yoichal lo yoichal chutz lesuke." But if he wants to eat, he shouldn't eat chutz lesuke. So yes, Mustaf Rashi read nazoi, Rashi should say that, "Ela im yoichal, yoichal besuke." Why does Rashi say, "lo yoichal chutz lesuke"? But it could be because Sakert Rashi held back the Bikur Yosef that the we're going according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that we're medame suke to matze, and just like by matze, the teichel matzes is lo yoichel chometz. So the besukis teishvu is loy teishim chutz l'suke. So that's all what there is. There's not more than that. So loy yoichal, loy yoichal chutz l'suke. So it could be that's why Rashi spoke b'derech shlili, not in a positive oifen. Let us see teishvus. Teishvu ke'ein tadur. Now, an argument is that the machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is that how do you translate the Teishu Kain to do? Do you say just like there is a regilus of two sudis normally, so that becomes mechuyev and sukis? Or do we say since there's no obligations in the normal dire? So on Sukkot, there's also no obligations. What is the teishvu ka'in tadu? That's how Bavli learns. B'Yerushalmi Yalev, that's fakert, it's not a machlikas and svora how to translate the posik. No, each tane has a different limut. Yalev b'gzeir shov, nema kan teishvu. B'nema laholon u'pesach ayil moye teishvu yoimam v'layla shivas yomim. Ma yeshive shenemra laholam osabo asaleiles kibiyomim. Just like over there, by the yeshivas me'amiluyim, there was a din yayim v'layla. Av yeshiva murikan osabo leiles kiyom. So it's a din teishvu yomim v'layla. So chazal dasha means it's a chiyiv suda by yayim v'layla. V'tayim ed rabbonon, meforish rabbi yoichanan b'shem rabbi Shmuel. Nema chamisha osor bepesach, benema tesvov bechak. Ma tesvov onema bepesach laila rishin choive vishar kolo yomem rishus. A tesvov onema bechak laila rishin choive vishar kolo yomem rishus. Period. Now the Yerushalmi continues. Chavrayu bo, the Yerushalmi clears a shaila. If we are medame, according to the Chachomim, we are medame Sukkis to Pesach, ima laholam, just like over there, ad she yikoneis lematzik shehu taive, the halacha is, arve psochim samuch lemincha, layechal odam ad she techshach. A person is not permitted to eat samuch lemincha erev Pesach, in order that when he eats, the matzik should be l'teyove, afkan, ad she yikoneis l'sukke betaive. There also is the same din that he has to eat the shikonis l'suke b'taiva. That means erev sukkis, one should not eat min amincha l'mailo in order that it should eat the in the sukke l'teyovin. One shayla. Another shayla. Rab Zeire boy, ima lo holon at sheyoichol kizayis dogon matzeh, just like by Pesach. One has to eat a kizayis dogon matzah, afkan at sheyoichol kizayis dogon besukit. He has to eat a kizayis dogon besukit. Now, lulei de mistafine, I would say that there's two shailas in the Yerushalmi. One shaila, do we say that just like this is a din, by Pesach, one should eat matzah l'teyovim, the same thing by Sukkis also, seems as a tzadas nisht, maybe not. And then there's another shaila, is the chiyev, just like there is a chiyev tira kezayis, here is also a chiyev tira kezayis. And what's the other tzad? So the Kolben Eidah says, the other tzad is you have to eat more than a kebeya. That's what the Kolben Eidah says. Now, but I would try to explain the shaila in the Yerushalmi, with a hakire, which I saw in Chidushe Rab Reuven. Rab Reuven clears a shaila in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Let's not talk about the first night. Let's speak about during sukkahs. The Torah says, "Basukkahs teishvu shivas yomim." A person should eat in a sukkah. Fine, there's a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah, sleep in a sukkah. So he says, you could learn this mitzvah, you could understand this mitzvah in two oifanim. One oifen, the Torah wanted that the achila of sukkahs should be a sukkadika achila. That means that that the Torah said that that what one eats in a sukkah, it's a different type of achila. The achila becomes an achila in a sukkah is a sukkah dik achila. So, be'emesin, he's mekayim the mitzvah with the achila, but that means I'm sitting, I'm eating in a sukkah, that's a sukkah dik achila, and I'm mekayim a mitzvah with the achila. Or you could learn that, no, that is a mitzvah achila. It's a sukkah dik achila. Now, pshat is, the Torah says, when you're eating, you have to make sure you're in a sukkah. So that means the mitzvah is that when I'm in a sukkah. No, when do I have to be in the sukkah? When you eat. So it comes out the eating is a mechayiv, and the mitzvah is when you eat, you have to be in a sukkah. And when you're eating, you have to make sure you're surrounded by a sukkah. So the mitzvah is that I'm being surrounded by a sukkah. No, when do I have to make sure I'm surrounded by a sukkah? When you're eating, when you're sleeping, that you have to make sure you're surrounded by a sukkah. So the eating is only a tanai, it's only a mechayit, and the sukkah is the mitzvah, that what I'm being surrounded by a sukkah. And Rabbi Uman says you could clear the same shayla by the mitzvah of tzitzis. You could also clear the same shayla. The Torah says that a beged of dalet knof is you have to put tzitzis on it. He says you could also clear two ways. You could say that pshat the mitzvah is that a dalet kamfes dike beged. If you make a levishin, a dalet kamfes dike beged, it has to be a metzuyet dike levishin. That means that this levisha, the Torah says, a levisha of dalet kamfes has to be a different knife, has to be a metzuyet dike levisha. So be'emesin, I'm mekayim the mitzvah with the levisha. Or you could say, no, the mitzvah is the tzitzis. The Torah said, when you're wearing a beged of dalet kamfes, you have to have tzitzis on the beged. So then the levisha is a tnai, a mechayiv, and the mitzvah is the tzitzis. That's what he cleft. A maimer hamuskel, l'chayre, there'd be a shtikol raya to the first tzad, Rashi and Babakame, when Rashi says on the mitzvah of Zakeli van Veyu, he's no lafon of the mitzvahs, so Rashi says, talis no, tzitzis no. So Rashi says, talis no. Now what is the union of talis no? So if you say, it's fakir that everything becomes a chelik of the, everything becomes a chelik of the, that's the tzuras hamitzvah. The tzuras hamitzvah is a mitzuyit tiketalis. That is, the whole thing becomes one unit. So memele, so then we can understand it. So the fakir, so the talis also should be no. It's not only the tzitzis, it's the talis also. Agavucha, there's another raya from the Maral. The Maral and Gur Aryeh asks a stira. In one place it says that Klal Yisro was zeiche l'talis shel mitzvah because Shem was misamid to be mechase noyach, so they were zeiche l'talis shel mitzvah. Another place it says that Klal Yisroel was zeiche to the mitzvah of tzitzis, because it says in Mechut Atzroich, now, so zeiche to the chut shel tcheiles. So here it seems we were zeiche from Avram, here it seems we were zeiche from Shem. So the Maral says two different things. There's talis shel mitzvah, and here's the chutim shel, it's two different things. So from the Maral, we see that there's the union of a talis shel mitzvah. The talis is also a chelik of the mitzvah. There's two chelokim to the mitzvah. Al kolponim, dachsach mir by mezuzah, this is zichen no shayla. A mezuzah dachsach mir, that means if a person has a bias, so he's mechuyif to have a mezuzah on the door. The mezuzah is the maisa mitzvah, it's not, and the bias is a mechayif. That's why Rashi, when Rashi said Zakeli vanveyo, Rashi never said you should have a bias, no. That doesn't go to Zakeli vanveyo. Talis no, Rashi says. Abayis no, that's Al Kaponim, let's get back to Rav Reuven's Chakire. Now, L'chayre, this Chakire, we have here two tzadim. Is the mitzvah, a sukkah dika achila, I mean, so it becomes one unit, and achila b'teich sukkah, that's the mitzvah, sukkah de achila. Or the achila is only a tnai, a mechayim, and the mitzvah is that, but I'm mukif from a sukkah. L'may nafkemine. So l'chayre, one nafkemine will be, is there an inyan to eat l'teyavay? If you learn that the mitzvah is the achila, There's a mitzvah to have a sukkah de kachila on sukkahs. So the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah achila, but that's the type of achila. It should be a sukkah de kachila. Some are mele, so you should eat it l'tayove. L'chayre should be done l'tayove. If the achila is only a mechayev to be in a sukkah, so why do I have to eat l'tayove? This is only a mechayev. L'chayre, then there shouldn't be a din. There shouldn't be a din to eat l'tayovet. So dachsach mir, that was the first chakire in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, I don't know if the Yerushalmi, how the Yerushalmi learned by the din of shivas yomim. Maybe the din of shivas yomim is bechlal not a mitzvah according to the Yerushalmi. There's nothing what to clear about. Aber kaponim. And the Yerushalmi declares, since we learn out from matzah, matzah is zicher an achilas mitzvah. That's for sure. There's no two tzadim in matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So declares the Yerushalmi, should I say that just like by matzah, there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. So I say there's a mitzvah of to make a sukkah dika achilas. So if that is the mitzvah, there's a din l'tayove. Or maybe no. Maybe it's just a limud that pas has to be eaten the first night of sukkah. But it's not the same gather of matzah. So memele could be, so could be there's only a din. You have to make sure that there's a yeshiva of sukkah. Yeshiva is the machayev. It means there's an achil in the sukkah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of a sukkah teishvul. The mitzvah is a sukkah teishvul. That is the first shaila of the Yerushalmi. And could be this is the second shaila of the Yerushalmi also the way the Kolben Eda explains it. The Kolben Eda explains that the shaila is, just like over there there's a din kezayis, here there's also a din kezayis. So what's the other side? Maybe here there's a din more than a kebeyah. That's what the, so in Emerson, this shaila is l'chayre, a similar shaila. That means if you, l'chayre, the din yeshiva is, I mean, that we had more before, that pachas efilabeya is called an achilas aroi. You need a, in order to have a shame dira, you need more than achilas beya. So the shaila is, so if you learn out, so the gemara's tzad is, Yerushalmi's tzad is, let's work backwards. Do we say that we don't need a kezayis isn't sufficient, you need a more than a kebeya. So the Gilui Akroi is that just like there's a Chiyav Matzah on Leil Pesach, there's a Chiyav Sukkah on Leil Sukkah. But a Chiyav Sukkah means a Dira of a Sukkah. If it means a Dira of a Sukkah, so you'll need a Kebeya. More than a Kebeya, you have to make a Dira in the Sukkah. They just say there's a Chiyav Matzah, there's a Chiyav Sukkah. But each one has its own Gedonah. Just like Matzah can't be a Chometz and it can't be Matzah Ashirech. I mean, that's the Matzah de Kinyonim. Here, you have to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Matzah Leil Pesach, the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dira B'Sukkah Leil Sukkah, but it has its Kedorim. Or the Rav Shenei, or the Rav Shel, there's a mitzvah Tidek Yisayis in the Sukkah. Maybe Bechlal it's not a, maybe here it's Zichar, maybe like we said before, I mean, here we could say a few Pshatim. Either we could say that the fakelta is a mitzvah tira kezayis in a sukkah, that it should be keep it, I mean, you don't even need a dira over here. The Torah said you need a sukkah de kachila of a kezayis. Or it could be since there is, the Torah was machshev a kezayis, so kezayis gufa has a din kviyis, a din dira. But that's the second shaila of the Yerushalmi. Iboy ochel viboy lo yochel. Klal. If he wants, he doesn't have to eat Yom Tov and Chalamoid. He yochel chayv lechel besuke kenem rin elel. Gumash mahoche, the beyontev lehavi chayve. The Gemara says in all 7 days,
V'ziboi lo yochel. V'ziboi lo yochel klal. Chutz milele yonte farishin. The first night is a chiyuv to eat, but the other days is no chiyuv to eat pas. Lefize, or come out la'loche im tov lehiskel shal yonte bebichas hamosim. He did not say yale v'yove, ein etzoich lasa. So he doesn't have to bench over again, because the whole din of benching over again is only on a zman when there's a chiyuv achilos pas. So if you're mechuyev to eat pas, so Chazal said that the madbeya of the yoim, which is mechayev achilos pas, is liikuve in the bichas hamozen. So if it was not mentioned, so you have to bench over again. But if the yoim is mechayev achilos pas, but if he's not mechuyev to eat pas, so it's only a din lechatchila. Odom in the peg shloisha she'ochlu shabosus v'yamim toivim loy sagilei deloy ochel. Im to choyzer, the Gemara differentiates between Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to eat. So memele, so there the dinners we got to say yalav yovoi. He doesn't bench over again. Shabbos for Yom Tov, he has to eat. Im to choyzer. Now, Tosha just brought a ride that there's no chiyuv to eat on Yom Tov. Lo metuk me'elo b'leila Yom Tov arishin shel Pesach. B'leila Yom Tov Arishin Shel Chag. So we have to say the Gemara that says Shabbos B'Yom Tov. We have to explain the Gemara that not every Yom Tov. B'leila Yom Tov Arishin Shel Pesach La Yom Tov Shel Chag. So since there's a Chiyev Achilas Kizayis, so B'meila, so there's a Chiyev to bench over. Gavucha, this is very good according to Shitas HaTosfos that the Chiyev Bichas HaMozen is a Kizayis. So then we can say that Chazal, so since what a little Pesach, you have to eat a Kezayis. So Mamele Chazal, and you have to bench on a Kezayis. So he said the Bichas HaMosin has to be maskir, the Me'ure that Mechayiv Dachila. If you hold like a Yehuda, you bench on a Kebeye, so Mamele, you never have to eat a Kebeye. So Mamele and the Kezayis, you don't bench. So the Chedus is Taisus Lushitose, Taisus can say this whole Shtik Teire. But the Taisus said before, and Chavavavam, but he passed like a Meir. ובפרק אלו דבורים, בוד אשכנברג בייס דבי, פרק אלו דבורים בפסוחם גבי יונטב, חלקיו חצי לשם וחצי לכם. חצי לאכילה, what's the title? חצי לכם, חצי לאכילה וחצי לבית המדרש, so see in יונטב alone there's אחיה ואכילה, דיבר רבי ישוע. אפשר, דאר אכילה means בביסרו פרק, ואין בהם ביחס המוס, זה לא אחיה פס. Leiboy askaris yomtev, avalei the yomtev rishon shel chag leisagi beloy pas, giving the opinion of chag amatzes. Av gav the Rabbi Elazar mrinim b'shayomim im hishlim b'mini tagim meyotze. But you don't need mamish pas. Aval kaponim beloy yomtev rishon, we learn now from Berav Teich l'matzes, you need pas. Let us just see for 1 minute daran, and that yud beis and beis. Now. First he brings down the Dibra Masra Beleza Reime Yudala Tzudis. Let us just jump to the middle of the Ran. The second line where it gets wide. The Deich in the middle of the line. He brings down Taisvis. Taisvis Tektaire. And the Ran says, V'deiche Kuloima Dech Yemrinen Hosam Shabosis Yemim Toivim Marziren oisei heine davke beleile yonte varishin shal pesach v'shal sukis. Kamei shadoch kuzei betaisu. That's a doichik to say. The stomach tonne yosam shabbosis v'yomim tovim. The loisagi de loyochel. The Gemara says shabbos and yonte v'yefti. V'mashme de bekulu koma. Lefikoch nire. V'mashe chidei shakosut. Beleile yonte varishin shal pesach. With the cost of Erev Teich Lamatzis. So he says, we'll see the Zachiv Yom, the Zachiv Tid Yom Tov also. Now, every Yom Tov, Yom Tov Yom Chiv Tid. So why do you need a special Pasuk Erev Teich Lamatzis? Hainu L'chaivoy B'din Matzah Ruyeh. You have to eat a specific type of Matzah. Dilo M'din Yom Tov Yoytzei B'chol Shuh Pas. Afilo B'matzah Ashireh. Beyond the, yeah, but here you need that lechemoini. Beyond the varishin shosukis gamrin and ami de machayev lechel, shir shulchayev lechel besukit. So he learns pshat, that you mechuyev to eat a shear that's mechuyev besuke. Zilo mit din yontev sagi le lechel kebeye aroi chutzlesuk. Als yontev, you don't have to eat a suke dika achila, an achila that's mechuyev besuke. Yida kebeye chutzlesuke. Gamrine michaga matzin, mechayev lechel shear a mechuyev lechel besuke. Mechuyev, just like there is an achila's mitzvah. Achilles matzah is an achilles mitzvah. There has to be an achilles mitzvah besukkah. So therefore, you have to eat more than a kebeya. Lafikach nirish uchayv lechol yoysem a kebeya. And that's what the pasuk is telling us. But yontev dezicha achiyev to eat. Ela sheyesh oimrim kach, others say the kivin de gamrinim, mechaga matzah is legamir gamrinim inay, mahosam bekezayis avoha bekezayis. Yavo garde bishaye may sacha kizayis aroyu, verashoy lochle chutzlusuke. Belohi, belaila rishin, kiven shakos of kobe choive, lochle besuke, osoye achilas kva. So this becomes an achilas kva. So the pasuk is telling us that an achilas kizayis becomes an achilas kva. That means without this pasuk, out the mitzvah of yontev, which is also a mitzvah, that wouldn't make it an achilas kva. But this mitzvah, Be'erev Teichel Matzis, is machshiv the achila, and yomachuyi besuke. Achayrim oimim dochi gemini leli yontav arishin shal chag michag ha-matzis, vayimesh apil yerduk shomim chayv lechel besuke, afogav de miftebo b'sha yoimis. Coming to tell us that b'chol oifen b'zachiyye v'achila, like this, the chiyav achila b'shay yimei hasuke itzmteish v'kein tadu. So yimechuyev is this. That's the mechayev. But over here, it is a new chiyav to eat. Afilo it's not kein tadu. Even though it's not kein tadu, even though you are mitzaya. He says the chiyuv b'shar yemayasuke is yemachuyev came to dura mitzayir is not mechuyev, but here I feel the yomitzayir also mechuyev. That is the ram. Zok the gemara weiter. Va'idam Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said another din that is a din tashlumim. Abelazar said that there is a din tashlumin, that a person could be mashlim, the achile, if he missed out an achile, could be mashlim, shmini atzer. Right to Gemara, Ba'amar Rabbi Elazar, Arbe Esrei Sude, Ischaib Odom Lechel Besuke, Achaz Beyoim, Achaz Balaylo. Omar Bire, Omar Rab Ami, Chozaboy Rabbi Elazar. Now let us see Rashi. This is a difficult gemara. Zot Rashi. What is the kasha? V'amar Rabbi Elazar yudal atzudas chayv adam lechel besuke. V'kiven de b'yoyim achrayim loy besuke yosef. Since the yoyim achrayim one does not eat in the suke, shmini atzeres. V'im yosher bo l'shem mitzvah oiver al bal toisef. My Ashlome de Suke Ika Hoch. So, according to Rashi, Rashi says as follows. Rabbi Elazar said, Yudala Tzudis Chayv Odom Lechel Besuke. There's a Chiyav Besuke Steish Vashiv Yashomim Adira Laila Beyoim. So, Memele, there's a Chiyav to eat in a Suke 14 Tzudis. That's his Chiyav. See, here he ate 14 Tzudis in a Suke. Now, Rabbi Elazar said, what happened if he didn't eat all 14 tzudis in the sukkah? He eats a shmini atzeres. That's a tal yamashlam at shmini atzeres. So, Rashi yes, if the chiyuv was to eat in the sukkah 14 tzudis, so how could you be mashlam it by eating a tzudah outside of a sukkah? You can't eat in the sukkah shmini atzeres, it's bal toisef. Now, it's very, very interesting, the Tosfos Rid, the Meiri bring down a svore that that's not the kasher. There's no problem about toisiv. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Shaloi bizmanei boi kavone.
What does that mean? Shalei bizmani boi kavona. In order to be over bal teisef, shalei bizmani, when it's not the zman ha-mitzvah, you have to be kavona to be meisef. She says, this person doesn't have kavona to be meisef. I'm making another day sukkis, and shmini atzeres is a mitzvah of sukkis. I have kavona to be mashal. I'm eating the sukkah now. I'm eating the sukkah because I want to be mashal. I'm missing a sudah that I didn't eat sukkis. I'm missing, I have to eat 14 sudahs in a sukkis. I'm eating now in the sukkah to be mashlim that. So the Tosfos Chid wants to say, so that's no problem. There's no about Tosfos Dike problem. And therefore, the Gemara's Kasha can't be this. How could you be mashlim and Shmini Atzeres, you don't have a sukkah? Okay, that's no problem. You could be mashlim, you'll sit in a sukkah. That's not about Tosfos. You're doing it l'shem mashlim. Taisus Arosh asks another kasha, which I really don't understand. Taisus Arosh asks, he says, who says al tashlome you have to eat nasuke? He says the din is if a person forgot to daven mincha Shabbos, he davens two shemen esres meitzoy Shabbos. What kind of shemen esre does he daven? The second shemen esre is ashlome. So the second shemen esre is a shemen esre shel chayil. So he says. So the hashlome is what this man is roi for. Mitzoy Shabbos, you don't have no Shabbos like Shemen Esre. So he says, was geit miron that is mashlom without a sukkah. Now this kasha I don't understand too well, but l'chayre there's a tremendous difference. By tefila, it was mechuyev to daven Shabbos. But Nusach di Yadavin, so it matters which day you're davening. You daven Shabbos, you daven Shabbos take a Nusach. You daven Chabbos, there's a Chiyav Tefillah. He's missing a Tefillah. So he's mashlim the Tefillah. What does a Tefillah look like? So it matters when he says it. If he says it in Shabbos, it's a Shabbos take a Tefillah. If he says it in Bechel, it's a Chiyav take a Tefillah. All he has to do is be mashlim a Tefillah. Here the Kasha was, Rabbi Yehuda said you have to eat 14 Sudas in a Sukkah. So when you're eating outside of the sukkah, you're not being mashlim anything. That's what you're missing. The mitzvah, that was the lashon, b'sukkah seish v'shivas yomim. Just like you have to eat in a sukkah 14 sudas. I'm a meila, so a person, there's a mitzvah to blow shayf. I don't have a shayf, so I'll blow something. I mean, the mitzvah is to eat in a sukkah. If you're not allowed to eat in a sukkah, shmini atzeres. So how could it be a shlomim? I don't understand clearly the Taisus Rosh's Kashi, but other Steinan Rashi, we see a Machlokes Rishonim, if it is about Taisus. Other Rishonim learned the Gemara's Kashi was another Kashi. Why did Rabbi Elazar say, Mishlei Ochel Leili Yontev Horishin? Why is he talking about Leili Yontev Horishin? Let him talk about Mishlei Ochel. He's telling us a din, there's a din Ashlom of the 14 Sudas. Why do you speak about Leili Yontev Horishin? That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi. Mishaloi Ochel, the Shiva Sayomim, Yudalit Sudis is kind of Mashlam Zayn. But he's speaking, that's how other Rishonim Lim Shat in the Kash. Omar Bira Shem Chochem, Chosa Boy Rabbi Lezer, Eithel Chochomim, Loime, Shein Ludova Kitzve. No, the Rabbi Lezer was like the Chochomim. Vimrotz Ol Isane, Shisane, Chutz Milele Yom Tavarishin. So Memele, Fakert, he hit Chavotam Dostik Feret. The Baha Miya Polygalayu. The Kosova Yeshla Tashlumin. Kamesh Yesh Tashlumim Le Kobonis Yem Rishin Af the Yom Tevach. So now Rashi says, Amuim de Kazach. But the safe of the Mishnah we see Rabbi Lezer had Charatim Nas Hoshtik Teira. There's no mitzvah to eat 14 to this. It's only a mitzvah to eat Erev, the first night, Leili Yom Tev Rishin. What's the what the machlokes? Rabbi Lezer, the Chachamim is there a din tashlumin? Rabbi Lezer holds there's a din tashlumin, just like by a chigige there's a din tashlumin. That's the shkemeish yesh tashlumin lekolbonis yom rishon. So it says chag asukis. So there's a hekis some of sukis to chagige, just like by a chigige there's a din tashlumin. So by the suda that you mechuyev in sukkah there's also a din tashlumin. So, just like you're mashlam, you can be mashlam yechiv chagiga shmini atzeres, you're mashlam yechiv sude also shmini atzeres. And the chachamim hold that, it's doin mino, the mitzvah Yisrael wants to say that machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the chachamim is, Do you say doin mino buki ba'asro or doin mino mino? Chachamimot, you learn out from matzah. So just like by matzah, there's no din tashlum. It's better to take matzahs and that's it. If you didn't eat it, it's far falun. So you learn out sukkah from matzah. The mitzvah be'erev teich lematzahs, which applies leil yontav rishon by sukkahs, that's it. If you ate it, it's all the characteristics and halachas of matzah. Now, bilezah holds doin mino buki ba'asro. No, you learn out as a chiyav achila, but the halachas, that sukkah is it's different halachas. You learn out sukkah from chagiga, just like chagiga is a din tashlumim, what is mechuyah beyond tav rishon, can be nishlam beyond tav achin, it's who adin, the mitzvah achila. But as I say the sukkah marshal, let us just see the marshal for 1 minute. The marshal asks, but there's another problem. We had started off, Emerson, the Rishayna Master's Kasha, but the Mashal asks us on Rashi. That means there's a problem over here. What was the problem to begin with? The Gemara asked that since it's a Sukkah Sikha Mechayev, the Mechayev teeth 14 to this in the Sukkah. So how could you be Mashlim, Shmini Atzeres? You don't have a Sukkah. So how could Shmini Atzeres be a Shlomo on a Sukkah Sikha Chiyev? A Sukkah Sikha Chiyev, that was the Kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, you know, he's not Mechuyah 14 Sudas, he's Mechuyah 1 Sudas. Fine, but he still has the same problem. But on this one Sudah, there's a mitzvah you should eat in a sukkah that night. So Memelus, how can you be Mashlamit? So there's a Yisai Dissikah Marshal. Let us see the Marshal. Chof Meshleime and Chof Zayin. The second Marshal. Nira li dochi perushe. Chosa bei Rabbalesim yud talat Sudas besukkah. The first night also being sukkah. Mikom makim. Chiyuve. The, I don't know, it's not the Yidal, it's Leil Tezvov. The chiyuve of this suda lab is sukkah talye. It's not a sukkah de kechiyiv. Ali yafinim aleli Pesach, the tzor chachila. You learn out from Pesach. That just like by Leil Pesach you have to eat, so here you also have to eat. Oh, me yacher the tzorich achila. Now since it's a din achila, yev shulakayma b'lo yisukeh. Oh, me kol mokem ikem mitzvah sitali b'achila. It's a mitzvah achila. The din sukkah of Leili, the din sukkah of Leili Yontef is not a din sukkah. There's a din achila. No, the din is if you eat on Pesach and on sukkah, you have to eat in a sukkah. However it is. So there's a chiyuv of besukis teish v'ushivas yomim. So there the chiyuv is taka asukis de kechiyuv. So yudalit besukis. V'kechiyuvayi besukis talyim. V'kenech moyela shlome. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. That is pshat in the Gemara's Teres. Zog the Gemara weiter. Fragt the Gemara, Mashlim b'may, how do you make this Hashlom an Shmini Atzeres? Ileime berifte, if you make this Sudeh. That means it's Shmini Atzeres. So you'll be yaitze with the past that you're eating out Shmini Atzeres. Moses says that's not a shlomet suda the yoin meka ochel. So he's eating that for Shmini Atzeres. Where do we see that this is a shlomet? Alama yashlim yashlim b'mine tagime. Tanya nami hochi im hishlim b'mine tagime yosu. What does that mean? B'mine suda the yoin meka ochel. O my heke yashkan shetei l'shem suda rishayne. That this should be for the first suda. Ali dalkeli seta yoin. So how is this a shlomet? Gemara says b'minei tagime la'acher shesileik yaviu parperois umadanim lefonok. After he finished the shmini atzeres the kesuda, they'll bring parperois umadanim lefonok and peres vekisnim vekaflutis mabusholois tagime prungush. Tanya namiyochi debochi avesuda lashum yivach bishen echoize vekevei atzmei lechol shtei sudois shalechem uboso. That's also sufficient. That means there's an extra course on the Shmini Atzeres, the Kesuda,
So this extra course is a hashlame for the, this extra course is a hashlame for the chiyuv achila leil yom tov rishon. Him rishli, b'choshke yirkov v'ashtu d'shriyer b'lechem b'bosto, so tich agot. Zog to gemara weiter. Shol apotrupe shol agrifas ha-melech es Rabbi Elazar, כגוין אני שאיני רוגל לאכל על הסודה אחת ביום. יסם, I eat one סודה by day, every day. מהו שאיכל סודה אחת והיא פוטר? ששאל I eat one סודה. So now this is the problem, because we just said Rabbi Lezer, the Shaila was that Rabbi Lezer had said that you need 14 סודות, And he only eats 7 sudas a week. So will he be yaitzer with 7 sudas? He only had room in his stomach for 7 sudas. That was the shaila. So Taisus asked on Rashi. So I mean, I thought Rabbi Lezer was chayzer. So what's called the? So the Ritva says that this was before he was chayzer. He was chayzer later, but this shaila was asked from him before he was chayzer when he held that he needed 14 sudas. So Rabbi Lezer asked, so the Apotropos asked him a shayla, what was the shayla? So Dachmed Al-Khaner says the shayla was as follows. The whole chiyav is, was along the shayla. He asked him, the whole chiyav is, the 14 sudas is teshu came to do. You should be doing the sukkah the way you do normally. You know what I do normally? I eat one suda a day. So my mele, so I'll be yaitzah with one suda a day. That was the shayla. Bepote omalei, bechol yoim v'yoimata mamshich kame paperois l'chovid atzmecho, v'ach shvata mamshich paperes achas l'chovid koinecho. So let us see Rashi. Apotropi shal agrifis mamuna al shaloi v'rabeisi shekoinon shaklak. Ma'a sha'oich osuda achas b'yoim, besuke v'ipote. Paperois, minei madanim apoischin es bnei ma'ayim liyeis liboi moshuch achar hapas v'yoichu. Period. Now, so let us, so back from here, the Ochaner says pshat, the teretz was that teishvuk ein taduru is not an anhoge for each person b'myuchid. If you eat one suda a day, so you should eat one suda in the sukkah. Means what roi people do. So roi people have 2 sudas a day, so you should also have 2 sudas a day. That what he told him, after mamshich kama paparois l'kovid atzmecho, so he should be mamshich paperes achas l'kovid kenecha. So l'chayre Rashi means to say as follows. That means, in order for you to enjoy your meal, you eat a lot of appetizers in order to make sure you should enjoy your suda. So memele, so eat some appetizers to get an appetite for the second suda. That means you have problems. So you can, just like for your tithes, you solve these problems. The goyin says pshatan, the posik, tzadik oichel l'soiva napshay ubetan l'shoyim techsa. So the Goyin says, the Rishoyim have a problem. They're missing a stomach. They'd love to eat more. But they don't have, they only have one stomach. They would wish to have another stomach. That's a problem. So Memele, so he told them, just like you make sure you have a appetite for your sudas, l'kovid atzmecho, so make eat a lot of appetizers, you should eat 2 sudas. That's l'chayre what he answered him. Zot Taisvis, Vama Rabbi Lezer, Yudal Tzudis, Chayvodim Lecho, Besuke Ahoda Mashlim, Beyon Tav Achim Porich, Beleke Suke. How could you be Mashlim with Shmini Yetzeres where there's no Suke? Tosu Be Rabbi Lezer, Yisol Chachomim, Loi Meshen Ledova Kitzbe, Vim Rotsa Lisane, Yisane, Chutz Milele Yom Tav Harishin. Vohomi Yepoli Galadik, Sovi Yeshua Tashlumin, Kmai Shesh Tashlumin, Lekol Binyon Tavrishin, Af Binyon Tavachin, Kach Perish Bekuntus. Velishne, the Yashlim, Vim Hishlim, Loimash Meklal Loshen Tashlumim, Hela Loshen Hashlomas Cheshbin Shal Yud Dalit Tzudit. The first Isis asks Akasha and Digduk on Rashin.
Hishlem means a lashon of goymer. You complete it. You're mashlem. So if we're speaking about that there's a certain amount of sudas he has to eat, so if he didn't eat all of them, he could be goymer them. He could be mashlem in Shmini Atzeres. So mashlem means he's goymer the amount that was mutal on him to eat. If there's only one suda that he had to eat, so then it's a lashon of tashlumin. So he has to pay for it. He has to pay it up. He didn't eat it, so he has to pay for it. So then he should have said yishalem. That means if it's a lashon tashlumim, yishalem beyon tabachim, not yashlim. Yashlim is a lashon goymer. Tashlum is a lashon yishalem. He should pay up shvini atzeres. V'oid, kimen de mimatze yolchinen, leimatzinen shiye tashlumim lematze shalai l'rishin shal pesa. That we said over from the, it's based on that, Besudachas. You need two sudas. Now he said the Ritz says this was before he was chayz. Al kaponim, Taisus doesn't like all these terutzim. Lakach nir leforish chaza bei Rabbi Lozim mamasha yamatzrich suke. That means Rabbi Lezer held before that you need to eat 14 sudas in the suke. And that's the Gemara's good kasha. So if that is the chiyuv to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah, so how could you be mashlum shmini atzeres? You should only have a sukkah to be mashlum with. If you was chayz, you don't need 14 sudas in the sukkah. El oilam yudalet sudas boy. You need 14 sudas, not in the sukkah. Now, so the simcha mides and the back says he doesn't understand the chesed of 14 sukkahs learns that the sukkah teish v'shiva shomim the teish came to do it, so it's basukkahs. How do we learn the zachiyah 14 sukkahs but you don't need sukkah to get sukkahs? So the Rishash says that it means that you need sukkahs basukkahs teish, but does that mean that you have to eat in a sukkah? You have to eat sudas which are mechuyev in the sukkah. For example, that means we'll see later the next places, if peiris are potom in the sukkah, so you're not yoytze these 14 sudas with peiris. If cakes are chayev besukkah, so you're yoytze the 14 sudas with cakes. That means basukkah teish v'shiva shomim, Rabbi Lezer said that there should be a teishvu adira of sukkah dike macholim. It doesn't have to be eaten in the sukkah. Bishalmi mishani amarvache lemitzvah chashuva. Klam chatchila tzach leachol besukkah. May ochel mashlim bishmini beloy sukkah. It seems also it's also a chiyev. The din sukkah is only the lechatchila. The ikar is a chiyev sude and sukkah lechatchila. Beminei targimo perish bekunteres kegain peres bekisnin bekaflutin mubishol. V'ev shaloi mekein. The Rava Masik Perik Ches the Yume the Peiri Leiboi Sukkah. The Gemara says that Peiri Leiboi Sukkah V'dayek Meihochem. The Gemara brings a raya that you're not mechuyev to eat peiris in a sukkah, because if you'd be mechuyev to eat peiris in a sukkah, so why does it say you should be mashlim with mini tagime? Let him be mashlim with peiris. So Zaraya Peri Le Boy Suke. Bidaik Meyoche. Bisalka Daitach Peris Boy Suke. Lishlim be Peris. So let him, what is the Mashal with Mini Tagima? Let me Mashal with Peris. Bidochi Baasre, Leishchichi Peris. Bi Boy Seime, Mini Tagime, Nami Mini Perininu. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is only saying the Chuyim that if we'll say Peris is Chayim Besuke, so my Mela could be Chapta Mini Tagime because Basre, the Leke Peris, or tagima means peiris. Aber weiss doch ois, mi komo ke mashma di peiri loi boi suke, and that's how we paskin, ein ashlome, moi elis be peiris. So that what Rashi says, tagima, Rashi threw in peiris, he says, lochoire, lochoire we paskin, that suke loi, that peiri loi boi suke, So memele, so peiris won't be good. You can be mashal with peiris. You need verkehrt a shlomech to be with a machel that's chai besuke. Um mean, so what is taisa? So mean, it's a gim mehavik, you gain boso, the dogim, the shah, dvorim, shemelachdim ben as a pas. That means, these things are more sudadike in yonim, so these things are chai besuke. Bein lilmeid mikan, she yeil, period. So about kaponim, so boso, the dogim. The ain lilmed me kan she yilu mine tagim alahashlim shalay sudai shal Shabbos. What about the mashlim shalay sudis in Shabbos? We'll say just like it helps for the yudalat sudis of sukkis, it should help for shalay sudis shal Shabbos. The shani hosam yepidim adachsiv tlosa hayoyim gabimon. There it says three times hayoyim gabimon. Shu bemokim pas. Afilu bonu lahashvoisam. So memela, so here this didn't pass. So you can't by besukis teish v'shiva shomim. It's not a didn't pass. Here this didn't pass. Afilu bonu lahashvoisam. Afilu will say that they are similar. And meaning tagimi could be yaitz, but bepeir leinafik bepeiris ke defrishes loy mahani gabi sukis. Zochte gemara weite ba'oy shaloi bes apetropis. And another shayla. Kegoin ani sheyesh li shtei noshim achas betverye v'achas betzipoyri. Diyesh li shtei sukis achas betverye v'achas betzipoyri. Mao sheitzei misuke lesuke v'ipoter. So can I be in two sukis? We'll see later. Rabbi Leza holds that a person can only be yaitzei the mitzvah of yeshiva suke in one suke. He can't switch sukis. He has to only be in one suke. So mainly, yes, but I have two wives. So I have two wives, so I have to be in two sukkahs. So the Ochaner explains that what would this, he was a lamb in this apotropos. So he understood like this, that what Rabbi Lezer said, he was going in a one-track mind. That what Rabbi Lezer said, that you have the only yaitza with one sukkah, because also from Teshuva came to do. So you should live, just like you live in one house, the person doesn't live in five houses, he has one house, so you should have one sukkah. But I have two wives, so I have two sukkahs, maybe I have two houses also for practical purposes. So Mamela by me is different, the same, he tainted that by him he has a different teshuva kain taduru. That was his shayla. Mao she'eitzei misukkah lesukkah v'ipotah. O malei loy, shani oimer kol ha'yeitzei misukkah lesukkah, botol mitzvoso shal rishayna. If a person is yeitzei misukkah lesukkah, is bottle mitzvah rishayne. So let us see Rashi. Bittle mitzvah shal rishayne. Afilu yomim sha'odru olav kvar ivdom lemafreya. That means that if einoi mitzvah kediyalof lekamon, shesach leishev kol zayin besukah.